You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Disease du Jour podcast. I'm your host, Carly Sisson, and in this episode, I spoke with Dr. Katie Sheets about the effects of wildfire smoke exposure on horses' airways, as well as management strategies for horses that have been exposed to smoke. This episode of Disease du Jour is brought to you by Bimeda. Dr. Katie Sheets is an associate professor of equine primary care at North Carolina State University College of Veterinary Medicine. She completed her DVM, internship, large animal medicine residency, and PhD in comparative biomedical science at NCSU, and is board certified in large animal internal medicine. Her research focus is on neutrophil-mediated diseases that affect horses and humans, including asthma. Dr. Sheets is a native North Carolinian and grew up riding and showing hunter jumpers in the Triad region. She now lives in New Hill, North Carolina with her husband, two boys, 10 chickens, and two retired pleasure horses. Thank you, Dr. Sheets, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I think this is a pretty timely discussion. I know with the Canadian wildfires, the air quality has been pretty poor in a lot of the country, including where I live. So I'm glad that we can get this episode out to our listeners. To get us started, can you explain the main ways that wildfire smoke affects horses' respiratory health?
Absolutely. So I think about the answer to this question as sort of two main categories of exposure. First, there's the direct exposure, which can cause inhalation injury in horses that might experience a barn fire or a close proximity wildfire. And then there's the short-term indirect exposure, where air quality is impacted by wildfires that are remote from the horse's location. There's a third category that we don't know a whole lot about, but I want to just briefly mention, and that's wildfire smoke impacts that are caused by prolonged and low-level exposure that are just causing many, many days of mild to moderately poor air quality. That one we don't know quite as much about. So starting with the direct smoke exposure with inhalation injury, this is something that's an emergency scenario. You're involving the veterinarian right away because there's risk of actual thermal burn and chemical injury to the horse's upper airway. And that can result in things like acute obstruction and problems with oxygen exchange. But with short-term smoke exposure that's impacting ambient air quality, like the Canadian wildfires, that's looking at impacts on something called air quality index. And there's five major pollutants that contribute to air quality index. There's ground level ozone, there's particulate matter, carbon monoxide, and sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen dioxide. Most of the research that we do on this issue has identified it's the particulate matter in the smoke that travels that has the most impact on respiratory health. And most of that data actually comes from human health research. There aren't that many studies that have been done in horses, and this is an area that my lab works on actively. So what's happening with that particulate matter is it is so tiny, it's 2.5 microns, and it can get to the very deepest parts of the lung, into the alveoli, and it can even cross the bloodstream. And at that very deep level and in the blood, it is triggering inflammation that is leading to chronic health effects and impacts on the respiratory system, and in people, also on the cardiovascular system.
So is there a specific smoke exposure threshold or specific AQI level that should trigger concern for horses?
Absolutely. So one of the simplest things for veterinarians to tell their owners is that if you're feeling the effects of poor air quality, your horse is too. That's one of the simplest things to remember. But if we dive in a little bit to what exactly is air quality index, I mentioned that it is calculated from those five parameters that can impact noxious substances that we can inhale. And the air quality index score is something that is reported based on ground level ozone, particulate matter, heat and humidity to calculate a score between 0 and 500, with higher numbers being worse for both people and horses. So if the local news is reporting a poor air quality day for humans, it's the same for horses. Mm-hmm. I really like a website called airnow.gov, and then use that to check the air quality in my area. This website also has a wildfire map that shows where all the wildfires are burning in North America and where the smoke impacts from that fire are being detected. And so if we look at that 0 to 500 scale for the AQI, if it's less than 50, that's a green day. That's a day where anybody can go outside and do activity, exercise, and should have no negative impacts. Up to 100 AQI, it's going to be acceptable for outdoor exercise for most individuals. But if you have a horse with a pre-existing respiratory condition, you might be more cautious with that individual animal. Once you get into AQI of 101 to 150, this starts to cause concern for horses and people. And an AQI above 151 is considered unhealthy for the general population, and above 300 is considered hazardous. It's also worth pointing out that people should monitor the PM, the particulate matter, 2.5, as this is one of the main determinants of AQI, and it's also reported on websites that are reporting AQI. And so there are established ranges that are considered that give the level of risk from the PM 2.5. And so that range is 0 to 35 is considered safe. 35 to 55 is unhealthy for sensitive groups. 55 to 150 is unhealthy to very unhealthy. And then over 150 is hazardous.
Today's episode of the Disease Is Your podcast is brought to you by Bimeda Equine. Bimeda might be the biggest animal health company you've never heard of until now. Bimeda's products have been trusted by veterinarians and owners since the 1960s when their Irish roots began. Bimeda is one of the largest producers of dewormers like Equimax, Bimectin, and Exodus. World-renowned equine athletes also rely on Polyglycan, a patented formula that replaces lost or damaged synovial fluid, and Confidence EQ pheromone gel, which reduces and prevents equine stress. Consult your vet and visit bimedaus.com to see where to buy. So, do horses typically show clinical signs when they've been exposed to smoke, or is it more so just prevention and, you know, keeping them in a healthy environment and healthy workload when the air quality is poor?
Yeah, this is a great question. So I'll just briefly mention again this difference between inhalation injury, if there's an acute exposure to smoke that's close by, versus general poor ambient air quality due to smoke traveling on the wind and coming from remote fires. If you have a situation with a horse that you're worried about having inhalation injury, certainly contact your veterinarian right away. That is going to go through distinct clinical stages in the first 24 to 48 hours where they might have airway obstruction. And then after 7 days, they might be more at risk of pneumonia. So staying in touch with your veterinarian for monitoring and management of those cases is certainly critical. But to focus on the clinical signs associated with horses exposed to poor air quality due to those remote wildfires, it's important to realize that the clinical signs are going to lag a little bit. So say you have a yellow, orange, or red day due to smoke in your area. So this is going to be an AQI, probably 150 or higher. You might not notice any signs or changes in your horse until 24 to 48 hours after that first day of worsening air quality. And so what you're looking for, if your horse does have trouble with poor air quality, is an increased respiratory rate or effort at rest. And veterinarians can help to prepare their owners to notice these more subtle changes by teaching them to practice looking at their horse's respiratory rate, measuring it. It should be around 12 to 20 in a healthy adult horse at rest. Look at how much their horse's nostrils move. This is called nostril flare. It should be very minimal in a healthy adult horse. And there should also be very little movement of the abdomen in and out. Horses who are healthy and standing comfortably, they don't have to work very hard to breathe. So veterinarians can help their owners be prepared to notice subtle signs of respiratory problems by practicing in advance of these events. Horses might also cough and develop a nasal discharge. And it's important to realize that the irritation in the airway caused by these smoke exposure events, they're compounded by things in the horse's environment like dust. And so you may not appreciate a change in respiratory rate, but a horse that didn't used to cough at feeding time might start coughing. And that's the airway irritation from the dust, from the smoke, plus the dust from the food. And that is really a sign that that horse has experienced an exposure event that is challenging its airway. Another time that horses will commonly cough might be just as you start riding and dust is kicked up in the arena, or as they start riding, there's more movement in and out of the airway. And if there's sensitivity and irritation, this can trigger cough as well. So definitely important to keep an eye out for those potential signs within a day or two of worsening air quality.
Right. Well, that's a great segue into my next question, which is how should veterinarians manage these horses? Because I know with humans, we can sort of stay indoors, but a lot of horses, even if they're not in work, they're living outside and they're being exposed to dust. So what are some of the options available?
That's a wonderful question. For one of the most important things is just continuous good management that supports respiratory health in horses. And so this will be things that veterinarians are used to recommending for horses with respiratory conditions like asthma, but it actually works for all horses to help improve their respiratory health. And so that can be things like minimizing dust, feeding low dust feeds, making sure there's ready access to clean, fresh water at all times, because this helps to hydrate the respiratory tract and helps enhance its defense mechanisms. Other things that can be done include after acute exposure, giving horses time to rest, and making sure that during poor air quality days that horses limit their exercise.
And how long should horses wait until they return to exercise after the air quality improves? Because I imagine there might still be some particulate matter that's irritating them. So maybe you don't want to just jump right back into it, but what do you typically recommend for that?
You're right that there can be lingering signs and it's hard to know. It depends very much on how poor the air quality got, how long it was bad for, and whether the horse is one that's at increased risk due to pre-existing respiratory conditions. Generally speaking, if the air quality got so bad that there were some clinical signs of respiratory disease, I would certainly recommend waiting 2 weeks before bringing a horse back into sort of maximal work. If it's a horse with a pre-existing condition that, say, asthma is exacerbated by the worsening air quality, it may take 4 weeks even for that horse to be ready to come back into work.
Okay. So moving past management strategies and into more medical treatments, can you talk about some of the options that are available for horses that have been exposed to smoke, you know, maybe anti-inflammatories and bronchodilators and other options like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I forgot to mention when we talked about management and low dust feeds, some of the options could also include complete feeds or haylage or steaming hay. And so again, anything that helps to minimize dust. While it's a management strategy, it's also a treatment strategy. So it might, if a horse is recovering from an exposure period and having some trouble with cough or increased respiratory rate, those things done temporarily can help to speed healing and recovery of the respiratory tract. Other treatments that a veterinarian might consider include supplementation with things like omega-3. My lab has done research to show the beneficial effects of omega-3 supplementation on respiratory health, even in healthy horses. And certainly other investigators have shown that omega-3 supplementation benefits horses with equine asthma. Another treatment actively being studied is saline nebulization, something that's used in humans that can help in severe asthma attacks. And there may be benefits to helping promote hydration and remove contaminants from the respiratory tract of horses who have been exposed to smoke. So that's another potential treatment that can be used. And then other than that, it's mostly going to be rest, good quality nutrition, water. And if there's any potential for secondary infection, so anytime the respiratory tract is insulted, we worry about secondary bacterial infection. And so a veterinarian being able to evaluate the horse and determine whether there's any secondary infection would be part of the treatment plan. We typically don't use anti-inflammatories like Flunixin or Banamine in horses after smoke events. But in acute situations or in horses with asthma, we might use steroids to help quiet the inflammation in the lungs.
Okay. Well, I think we touched about on this briefly earlier, but how long does it typically take for horses' airways to recover after a smoke exposure event? Maybe like either an acute event or a more, you know, chronic smoke exposure?
So if it's a close by event where there's actual inhalation injury, say a barn fire or a really close by wildfire, recovery from those events can be quite prolonged. And there's some case reports in the literature and anecdotes, those types of incidents where, you know, it could take 3 to 6 months for those horses to come back into full performance. And that's if they recover without complication. And so if they experience a lot of damage where there's scarring of the lung, they may never come back to full performance levels. So that's a very unique situation. Regarding more chronic exposure or short-term exposure where the smoke comes in from a remote fire, it's generally recommended that it could take 4 to 6 weeks for horses and even livestock, because this also, these exposure also affect production animals like dairy cows.
Right.
And so we know from studies on dairy cows that their return to normal milk production can take 4 to 6 weeks after a smoke exposure event. And while we don't have a direct production measure in the horse, we can certainly look to a parallel where there is probably lingering effects even after the smoke is gone on their general health. And so being cautious as we bring them back into work, protecting their airways with low dust environments are things that we can do. And if at any point you are post-exposure event and you're trying to increase your horse's performance and you feel like the cough just isn't going away or it's even increasing in severity or they're having trouble with labored breathing after exercise, those would be signs that maybe you need to slow your expectations and give them longer period of time to rest and recover.
Okay, great. Well, as we wrap up here, do you have anything else that you'd like to add about smoke exposure?
So one thing that I think is worth mentioning is this idea where I said we don't know a whole lot about what the cumulative effects of low-level exposure are. And I want to make horse enthusiasts and veterinary health professionals aware there was a study published last year looking at the effects of particulate matter on thoroughbred racehorses. And in this particular study, they were looking at PM2.5 levels that are generally considered healthy and non-risky, so 4 to 23. But in this study, they were able to see a correlation where racehorses were negatively impacted. So their speed performance was negatively impacted for every 1 point increase in PM2.5. So when we have our top performance elite athletes, it's very important to realize that they are exercising at maximal lung capacity, and they may be experiencing effects of poor air quality in a way that we don't fully understand, but they're essentially, they have more exposure than even the average human athlete. And so I thought that it was really important that the authors of that study, which was published in the Equine Veterinary Journal, concluded that there's a need to create advisories to protect performance horses during periods of poor air quality, and that more research is needed to understand the relationship between air pollution and horse welfare.
Great to learn more about that. Thank you so much, Dr. Sheets, for joining us on this episode. I think this has been really informative, and I really appreciate having your perspective on this topic.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It was wonderful to talk to you.
I want to say thank you again to Dr. Sheets for joining us, and thank you to Bimeda for supporting this episode. And as always, thank you to our listeners for tuning in to Disease Du Jour. If you have any questions or suggestions for the podcast, please send me an email at csisson@equinenetwork.com.